Deal has come under fire for saying the storm was, quote, unexpected. That's despite ample warning from local and national meteorologists. In a press conference with agency heads and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, Deal said he obviously knew something was coming.
Mother Nature has a mind of its own, and it does what it chooses to do. And even with the best of forecasting, I don't think anyone could have totally predicted that this was going to have the magnitude within the short window of time in which it occurred.
Georgia remains in a state of emergency. Wednesday morning, more than 2,000 Metro Atlanta students were still stranded at school from the day before. Deal stressed the choice to keep schools open was up to local school districts. He said he didn't know whether declaring a state of emergency sooner would have affected anything.
We will talk with other departments, such as local school superintendents, as to whether or not they would have made a determination on their part had a declaration been issued earlier. I don't know whether that would have been the case or not.
He said shutting down a city is never an easy decision.
We don't want to be accused of crying wolf, because if we had been wrong, y'all have all been in here saying, well, you know how many millions of dollars you've cost the economy of the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia by shutting down businesses all over this city and this state?
Deal and Mayor Reed agreed the main problem was the complete gridlock that began after first snowfall Tuesday. Deal said it was a mistake to have everyone leaving the city at the same time.
I think we learned from this experience. I think the staggering of the release of people, or at least the recommendation of the staggering of when they get on our roads, has to be taken as a primary consideration.
Mayor Reed suggested in the future schools be let out first, followed by private businesses, and finally government employees. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.